Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama today formally endorsed Hillary Clinton to succeed him as president. NPR's Brian Naylor reports the endorsement was announced just hours after the president met with Clinton's rival for the nomination.
Obama and Bernie Sanders walked together to the Oval Office in an event staged for the cameras and then met in private for over an hour. Obama's endorsement of Clinton was announced a few hours later in the form of a video tweeted out by the Clinton campaign. In it, Obama says he doesn't think there's ever been someone so qualified to be president as his former Secretary of State.
So I want those of you who've been with me from the beginning of this incredible journey to be the first to know that I'm with her. I am fired up and I cannot wait to get out there and campaign for Hillary.
And he'll do just that, appearing with Clinton at a campaign event in Green Bay, Wisconsin next week. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the White House.
House Republicans today are laying out a national security agenda, seeking to turn some of the conversation away from Donald Trump's at times contentious presidential campaign and more towards policy. House Speaker Paul Ryan today going on the offensive against the Obama administration for what he described as a litany of foreign policy failures.
He shrugged off ISIS until it threw off the Iraqi government. And his response to Russia's aggression has been timid at best.
Ryan made his remarks today at the Council on Foreign Relations. Others took on Trump's ideas more directly, including Texas Congressman Michael McCaul, who chairs the Homeland Security Committee. He said Trump's proposal to temporarily ban Muslims from coming into the U.S. isn't practical. A federal appeals court is upholding a controversial San Diego concealed carry policy gun rights groups argued had violated the Second Amendment. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports the decision overturns a ruling from a smaller Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals panel 2 years ago.
This case stems from a policy enacted by the sheriff in San Diego, and it's not unlike rules in much of urban California, which has some of the nation's toughest gun laws. Basically, applicants for a concealed carry weapons permit in San Diego County had to demonstrate that they were in some sort of immediate danger. They were, say, carrying a large sum of money, or their life was clearly at risk. In other words, they couldn't just get a concealed carry permit on the basis of self-defense alone. Gun rights groups challenged this, saying it was in violation of people's Second Amendment rights. It's not clear what's next now that the San Diego policy has been reinstated. Similar cases have been playing out across the country in lower courts. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.
Ahead of what may be an even bigger interfaith memorial service tomorrow, thousands gathered in boxer Muhammad Ali's hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, to pay their final respects today. An estimated 14,000 people expected at a Muslim funeral service. Today's service kicks off 2 days of remembrances for the boxing legend who died last Friday at the age of 74. Stocks lost ground today. The Dow down 19 points. The Nasdaq closed down 16 points. You're listening to NPR. On the heels of the airliner crash last year in which a German pilot with psychological problems deliberately steered a plane loaded with passengers into a mountain, U.S. officials say they've ruled out requiring psychological testing for pilots here. Michael Herta with the Federal Aviation Administration says such tests are ineffective because they reveal a pilot's mental health for only a moment in time, while providing no insight into whether that individual will suffer problems later. Instead, he announced the FAA will take steps to encourage pilots to self-report if they experience mental health issues. The Vatican is announcing Pope Francis will visit Auschwitz and Birkenau Nazi death camp during his scheduled visit to Poland in July. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports the pontiff is expected to meet a few Holocaust survivors and speak at the memorial to the victims.
The visit to Auschwitz will take place during Pope Francis's trip to nearby Krakow to take part in World Youth Day, which will draw tens of thousands of young people. Both his immediate predecessors, the Pole John Paul II and the German Benedict XVI, visited the Nazi death camp where about 1.5 million people, most of them Jews, died. During the trip to Poland, it's very likely the outspoken Francis will address the wave of nationalism and anti-immigrant populism sweeping through much of Eastern Europe. In January, Francis visited the Rome Synagogue, where he appealed to Catholics to reject anti-Semitism and said the Holocaust, which claimed 6 million Jews, should remind everyone that human rights should be defended with maximum vigilance. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Oil prices were down. Crude oil futures fell 67 cents a barrel to close at $50.56 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.